Last week, Admiral Michael Rogers, director of the National Security Agency, said that, quote, a nation state very purposefully meddled in the U.S. election with the hope of changing the outcome. He was referring to the Russian government. The intelligence community also learned last week that President-elect Trump is considering plans to dismantle the office of the director of national intelligence and rearrange the U.S. intelligence community. Joining me now to discuss how the intelligence community is responding to Russian meddling and preparing for a Trump presidency is General Michael Hayden. He's former director of the National Security Agency between 1999 and 2005 and director of the CIA between 2006 and 2009. Michael Hayden, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
Well, we just heard a minute ago about Mike Flynn, the former chief of the Defense Intelligence Agency, someone who you know well. He'll be the new national security advisor in the White House. Flynn has shocked a lot of people in your community, General, with his rhetoric, his outspoken political leanings in the campaign, leading chants of lock her up, retweeting anti-Islamic tweets. What do you think about his appointment in the White House, and what does it tell us about the direction of the Trump administration?
Sure, Todd. About two or three thoughts. Number one, Mike brings to the job certain strengths, a career in intelligence, unarguable tactical and operational success in the armed forces. Now he's got to stretch his game. This is a global strategic level job. Secondly, Mike has a lot of ideas, but unless you're hiring a Kissinger or Brzezinski or a Scowcroft to be national security advisor, what you really want in the job is a process guy, a guy who makes sure all the parts of the government have a chance to express their views before the president makes a decision. And that's going to challenge Mike as well. And then finally, Todd, I mean, I think it's fair to say that the candidate Trump has been a bit intemperate, at least in his language, during the campaign. And so I would like a national security advisor who would balance that. I'm not sure instinctively that Mike is that guy because he's had his own comments during the campaign.
Admiral Mike Rogers is your successor at the NSA. He's very publicly said that a foreign state had meddled in the election with the expectation of affecting the outcome. Him saying that publicly seemed like a signal. How heavy is the appetite in the intelligence community for a more public airing of an investigation into Russian hacking intended to help swing the election?
That's a very difficult decision for the intelligence community, Todd. On the one hand, you do want the world to know what these people did. We've only dimed out a foreign actor twice in my memory, the North Koreans against Sony North America, and now the Russians against the Democrat National Committee. So we do that reluctantly because we don't want to reveal sources and methods. But in this case, I think the consensus in the community is to point out to our citizens and to the world what the Russians have done. A cyber attack, the theft of information, which I'm on record, Todd, as saying that's kind of honorable international espionage. But then to take the information, wash it through WikiLeaks, and use it to influence the American political process, that's something different.
So does Mike Rogers saying this publicly into a microphone send a signal that he and other leaders in the intel community want this taken more seriously?
Well, I think it sends a signal that they are confident in their conclusions, that the Russians did do this. And prior to Mike Rogers saying this, Jim Clapper said it about two or three weeks ago, that this indeed was done on behalf of the Russian state. So Mike saying it, Mike Rogers, is simply kind of adding an exclamation point to what's already been put out there by the government and by the American intelligence community. And again, Todd, I got to tell you, with high confidence, they're, it doesn't get any better than that in making an intelligence assessment. So we believe firmly the Russians did this.
It is a time of huge change. It appears to be a time of huge change coming for the intelligence community, General Hayden. Mike Rogers himself is under what appears to be intense pressure from the White House. There are people within the White House who have signaled that it's time for him to go because of what they see as incompetence in terms of NSA's security. Whether or not he keeps his job in the short term, you also have a president-elect Trump who is toying with the idea of reordering at least the bureaucratic infrastructure of the intelligence community, getting rid of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. It's definitely a time of turmoil here. I know these things are always much more different on the inside than they appear to be from the outside, but what's your assessment?
Well, number one, back in the day, 2004, I wasn't a fan of creating the Director of National Intelligence, although I became the first principal deputy director of the DNI. But this system can work, Todd. You put the right people in the jobs. The DNI structure is an effective structure with the right people and with the support of the president. So I just don't think the American intelligence community needs another major restructuring. So I would push that aside. Now, in addition to that, something really interesting is happening here, Todd. We've already talked about Mike Flynn becoming the National Security Advisor. Now Mike Rogers is talked about as being the potential Director of National Intelligence. Now, if you believe the press accounts, here are two officers, one who left and one who might leave the intelligence community of this administration under unhappy circumstances, being selected by the follow-on administration for key leadership roles. What that tells me, Todd, is that the hyper-partisanship in Washington now has bled over into the American intelligence and security community, and that can't be good news. And Todd, I'm not making any comments on the merits of the case in either officer's case, but the fact that this is happening should be troubling to all serious Americans.
It also appears then that the hyperpartisanship that you're talking about, General, not only has bled over into the intel community, but in their new leaders who might be going for just political opposites instead of other choices.
Well, you're talking about the nominee to be director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Congressman Pompeo. Actually, I mean, he certainly was political as a Republican in Congress, but while he was doing that, he was also a careful student of intelligence. The agency had a lot of time for him. He asked serious questions and wanted to learn. So I think, on balance, the American intelligence community is quite happy with that choice.
Big changes, some turmoil, and a potential reordering of the structure of the U.S. intelligence community. We're going to talk a lot more about this before Donald Trump takes office on January 20th. General Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA and the CIA. Thanks as always, General.
Thank you.